Welcome to UBC Insiders On Air for the week of January 8th, 2016. We don't have a full show this week. We're taking a little bit of a break, but we figured we'd take over our main time slot and just go on air and have some fun chats with Sean, who's in the studio today.
Thank you, Neil. I don't even know if you have a show, but we'll work with that.
Okay. So, Sean, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself to start?
I don't think so. Thank you, Neil.
You are a UBC alum. You used to work for the AMS. You graduated with a degree in what?
That's a great question, Neil. An arts degree. You don't need to be too specific, but I have an arts degree.
And they're all the same, I guess. Like, they're all...
I mean, that's a little bit rude, but we don't need to get into the specifics in this situation. Thank you very much.
That's all you have to say to introduce
yourself? Absolutely all I have to say.
All right. Well, let's start the show by playing some music, which we normally don't do. But here's a choice from Sean, who is, if you can't tell from his accent, a New Zealander. This is Gin Wigmore with New Rush. So in the spirit of our normal show, we will talk a little bit about UBC News. I guess a few things have happened this week. One of the interesting ones was that two UBC professors have been named to the Order of Canada. One of them is Wade Davis, who I guess is one of these cool adventure-y type guys who's a professor. And the other one is Nassif Gassoub, who's a professor in math. Sean and I both know Nassif. What can you tell us about him, Sean?
Well, firstly, I wouldn't say that Nassif is not a cool adventurer dude. He's definitely also that, although he may make it less of a profession than Wade Davis. Nassif is, as Neil mentioned, a professor of math. He was also on the board of governors of UBC for 6 years. He's been involved in numerous mathematical enterprises as well as mathematical academic enterprises such as the Banff International Research Station in Canmore, Alberta, which I had the pleasure to go and visit. It's a lovely little mountainside retreat.
Were you visiting the Math Center or just Banff?
You can do one and both at the same time. I will not shy away from the fact that we may have gone to Banff first and the station may have been a secondary adventure. But nonetheless, we went there and it was fantastic.
But that's probably why they built the research center, right? So they can be like, let's go to Banff. I have work to do.
I'm not sure if the location was solely Nassif's idea, but if there was anyone else involved, they should be highly commended for their choice of location. Very strategic.
So what do you know about Nassif's math career that he's being honored for?
Well, I have not a lot of strength in mathematics, so this is not exactly the area of strength for me to talk about, Neil. Back to you.
Oh, okay. But we know him as just, one of these people involved in the university and who's been active on the board and has a lot to say about how this university is run. It's a little bit strange to think of him as being recognized on a national level for math, which is something that neither of us has probably ever talked to him about or had anything to say.
No, I know.
Right? It's weird to think of this person that you know in one context as like some eminent genius in another context that you know nothing about, right?
Yes, and he's an absolute expert in partial differential equations, a topic about which I am beyond not an expert.
Okay, you don't even know what those words mean.
They're words, and I've put them in a sentence.
But you did look them up at least. Yeah. And the other thing is he's getting like the second Order of Canada, right? He's getting the second level. So he's so special that he's skipping the first level, which is member, and he's going right to the officer level.
And this is Neil quiz time. The second two levels of the Order of Canada? You can in fact state all three if you really want.
Oh, I don't know. Isn't it member and officer and like companion?
Wow, nice work, Neil.
And that's something they have in all Commonwealth countries, I think, right?
I don't know. I haven't been to all Commonwealth countries, but from the one I'm from, they don't have the Order of Canada there.
Well, since it's not Canada, they wouldn't have the Order of Canada. They must have something similar. Do they not?
I truly do not know.
No. Okay. Well, the country that you're from, of course, is New Zealand. So let's get back to some more New Zealand music. This is a band called The Black Seeds with a song called So True, which I've never heard before. But
I always used to get the Black Seeds and the Black Eyed Peas confused. So for me, this will be a great experience.
# New Zealand problems.
Just to make it right, I hope one day that you get it back. just to make a start, got something so true. Something so true is what I get from you. And I hope that you'll see, you get the best of me. Something so true is what I get from you. And I hope that you'll see, you get the best of me.
So one of the things I personally, and by the way, I hope you really enjoyed that music. I was grooving to that in the studio here. One of the things I personally have really enjoyed over time are cartoons. And I know that sounds, you're thinking superhero, you're thinking, no, like newspaper, what's the cartoon going on? Because pre-internet, that was a big deal. Current internet, it's still a big deal, but you know, you don't have to deal with the paper.
So I think you're dating yourself as someone who can remember pre-internet.
That comes from Neil. I will, just for the record, Neil is much older than I am. By much, I mean a little bit. But one thing I've always wanted to ask Neil is which, like, because cartoons at the end of the day, they're about something real. Not all of them, but most of them. Between, you have a choice between Dilbert and Calvin and Hobbes.
So I think you need to stop calling what you're calling them cartoons.
Cartoons?
I feel like cartoons is on TV. Yeah, comic strips would be the appropriate term for what's in the newspaper.
All right. Nice avoidance of the question there. But Neil, seriously. Dilbert, I mean, Dilbert's a story about a dude in an office. Calvin Hobbes is a story about a kid with a tiger. Which one of these better captures, do you think, like the essence of people, humanity, civilization, life, 42, all those things?
Oh, I think it's Calvin and Hobbes easily. Even though it's not meant to, it captures it better, even though that's not the point. The point is not of Calvin and Hobbes is not to capture life and the essence of life or whatever.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've got that little bit with the Calvin's dad going on about his beliefs in the world and trying to be a troll dad to Calvin by telling him all sorts of things that aren't true.
That's true, but I mean, is this are you saying that Calvin and Hobbes is just so much better than say just comic strips in general, or that they're does it beat Dilbert because there's nothing of essence in Dilbert in the same way?
I think it would be depressing to think that Dilbert is like a completely accurate depiction of everyday life.
Completely, but at the same time, you're...
Or like
you're
captures the essence of life of being very difficult and hopeless.
But it's... Okay. I think there would be some philosophers who might have a beef with you on that one. Like the pointy-haired boss, is that not the pointy-haired boss? You've got... Like there's just so many great avatars of people that you run into. Not the whole person, but like aspects of the person. Is there not an accuracy in Dilbert that maybe Calvin and Hobbes with the toy tiger doesn't reach?
Oh, sure. Yeah, Calvin and Hobbes doesn't talk about work life a lot, which I guess as an adult is a bigger part of your life than when you're a student or a young kid. Actually, so maybe you're just at the point in your life where you think a lot about your work life and Dilbert reflects you, but at other points in your life when you don't have a pointy-haired boss to worry about, you'd be like, what is this craziness?
So I'll admit I own the entire Calvin and Hobbes collection. There is a book called, the complete Calvin and Hobbes collection. It doesn't mean I own every Calvin and Hobbes strip. I just own the book that says the complete Calvin and Hobbes. And I get great joy out of even the relationship with the dad when he's at work and therefore somewhat absent, and it's just a vague, no one knows what he does. Calvin certainly doesn't know. The dad doesn't even seem to really know.
And it's because it's a comic strip about a kid. It's not important what the dad does.
I think that's beautiful in a lot of ways. I actually think in some ways that captures work, that captures life, that captures that balance of like, there are two things, but they are the same and they are different. They're not the same. For listeners there, I was throwing that out just to see how Neil would handle that, and he's not pleased with my assertion that they are the same.
No, I don't really like this choice between only being able to choose Calvin and Hobbes and Dilbert. I mean, the choices of comic strips is so much larger than that. Can I pick
absolutely.
Bloom County? Bloom County's back.
You can pick whatever you choose. Just Bloom County? Is there nothing else you want to go for?
I think Bloom County's a good one, yeah. It's a classic.
And why?
It was quite topical at the time. It probably wouldn't make a lot of sense for a lot of it now because it's making a lot of 80s American political jokes, but it's still funny.
In a lot of ways, 80s American political jokes will never get old.
Well, that's why he brought it back, that the author of the comic strip brought it back this year.
Oh, really?
Because he used to make fun of Donald Trump all the time, and he brought it back specifically so he could make fun of Donald Trump some more.
Huh, that's interesting. That's a bit like the Piper situation.
Yes, yes, yes. What are your thoughts on Martha Piper?
I don't know. Oh, we're talking about comic strips here,
okay.
Here, Neil. I don't know if that's an appropriate segue.
Maybe we should go back, go to the next song then. This is my pick. It's by Kathleen Edwards, called Oil Man's War.
Bobby wished he was from the past. He says those cars they used to drive were the best. In a no no way in hell I'm going home. 'Cause mama says she always knows best. Well, God love her, her life is a mess. I won't change my mind. Keep your hand on my neighbor bought round tall shoes and stuffed the money down in his socks. On his way he bought a wrist corsage, but Annie was scared of death. She never once in her life played with a man, and she knew it was his only chance. She bought a white dress second hand. I won't change my mind. Keep your hand on my thigh tonight. When we get up north, we'll buy us a store. I won't fight it in old man's war. Thank you.
Welcome back. So Neil, my co-host here, what are you really into right now?
I'm really into cheese right now. I went to this amazing cheese shop before we came here. It's a very weird cheese shop. Sean, you've been there. Why don't you describe this strange cheese shop?
Okay, so this cheese shop, it's at Alma and a street. Another
Fourth.
Street. Alma and Fourth. The numbered street is the one I forgot, of course. And
those ones are so easy to forget.
It's this little hole-in-the-wall place. Run by this fellow who, I mean, the only word I can use to describe him is a fellow. Like, you come in there and you're like, this guy has a personality, this guy has a vibe to him, this guy has some life history going on. The problem is you can't get to meet this guy very often because his cheese store has some irregular hours.
Well, he stopped posting them. He used to be open approximately 8 hours a week. I live about 3 blocks from this cheese shop, and I lived there for over a year before I figured out that this was an actual business that was still operating instead of something that had a storefront that had just been boarded up and closed. And that's because he's only open 8 hours a week. He's only open like Wednesday to Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. And if you don't go during those times, there's no cheese.
And one of the beautiful things about this setup is that while there is cheese to be had, it's certainly not in the giant containers or like store displays that are there. Those are all totally empty. There's no cheese in the store displays because if you're only open 8 hours a day, 8 hours a week,
a week
at best, you don't need to put the cheese in the cheese display. So you're walking into, I can't describe the vibe.
Well, it's got the smell of a cheese store too, which is, you know, it's not necessarily a great smell, but it's not a bad smell for a cheese shop to have. It's what you'd expect it to smell like. But it is strange that they have these like coolers out there that have no product in them whatsoever.
And have newspapers from, I don't know how many years ago, they're starting to get yellowy, but they're on the edges of the whole thing. It's a very surreal experience.
But the beauty of the store is it has absolutely amazing cheese.
It does. Fantastic cheese. Stellar cheese. Cheese that you should make a trip for if you knew when you could make a trip.
And so today he just doesn't even have any hours posted. So I think it's just he shows up when he feels like it. And maybe you'll be lucky enough to be walking by at the time and notice he's open and get some cheese. Luckily for me, I live nearby. But goodness help you if you don't live nearby and can't catch him.
If you were to have to make a guess, if you were to take a gamble and show up at this cheese shop and be like, I hope I can buy some cheese, what would be the best time to take that gamble?
Probably on a Thursday or Friday between 4 and 6 is what I'd guess. But again, no guarantees. There's also been times when we've shown up at 5 p.m. on one of the days when he's open, and he puts a sign on his door that says, you know, back in 10 minutes, because being open for 2 hours straight was just too much.
This gives new meaning to the Thursday-Friday happy hour.
Yeah. So it's called The Cheese Place. I'd recommend everyone go there because they have the most amazing cheese. It's very sharp. If you really like cheese, you're not going to get the grocery store stuff that just tastes like random dairy. You're going to get stuff that's very flavorful, you know, really moldy in a good way.
In a good way.
What else would you say about it? You know,
absolutely nothing. I think it's you have to experience it. Words cannot describe the weirdness of this experience.
Yeah, and he only sells huge portions too. Generally, he doesn't want to sell you any less than $10 worth of a particular cheese, which can be actually quite a bit. And so, like, you have to really like cheese. Interestingly, I found out about this place from Brian Sullivan, who used to be UBC's VP Students way back when. I ran into him, and he was talking about going to this cheese shop that he loved. And again, I thought he was crazy because I thought it was closed for over a year.
All right. And with that cheese-related almost announcement, I think, Neil, you have some music for us.
Sure. We'll play the last song, and we promise to be back in 2 weeks with more cheese discussion because Sean really needs to talk about cheese some more. This is End of the Day by Doug Paisley.
At the end of a long, long day, come
Come go with me in the blue and the gray. There's no up, there's no down, and there's no way around. At the end of the day, I follow the line where the land meets the sun. I look to the hills where the dark has begun. My fears are reserved for the deeds of the day that are faded away. I'm gonna get by, I'm gonna get through. When the river runs dry, I'm gonna cross to you. There's no up, there's no down, and there's no way around. At the end of the day, your heart, it is worn, you're a bleeding machine. A ghost hand lifts you up out of your dream. See the sunlight combed on the shapes at the fray. At the end of the day, I'm gonna get by, I'm gonna get through. When the well runs dry, I'm gonna cross to you. There's no up, there's no down, and there's no way around. At the end of the day.